Now, you can have a lawyer file your articles of organization. There's no problem with that. I'm a lawyer. I'm in favor of that. Or you can just go to your state website, and they have the exact form that you need in order to file an LLC in the state that you want to file in. And they want to see that form. Yeah, you could put some extra stuff in it, but all the minimum stuff is going to be there. And by the way, you really don't want to file any extra stuff because the articles of organization are public documents. You don't want to give the public any more information about you or your company than you absolutely have to. With the articles of organization, all you are doing is putting the state, the public, on notice that you intend to operate as an LLC, you intend to prevail yourself of the liability shield, the centralized management, the continuity of life, or the free transferability of interests that an LLC allows you. Now remember, you only get two of the four choices. Now when you make these choices, they may be reflected in your articles of organization. For example, is it going to be member-managed or manager-managed? And we're going to get into that. But you need to make the decisions properly. We talk about that in some of the other sections of the LLC Wizard. Basically, for you right now, an LLC is a defective corporation. The corporation has all four of those elements. In an LLC, by law, you only get two. Of course, you're going to pick the liability shield. And which one of the others you pick, I don't know. You're going to have to study up on that. But these are critical decisions that you make when you're drafting your operating agreement. Additionally, whatever you put in those articles of organization, you want to change that information later on, you're going to have to pay a fee to the state in order to amend your articles of organization. By the way, when you go to your state's website to look up the articles of organization, some of them aren't easy to find, but they're all there. You go to your state's website, you know, state.gov, and you're going to have to do a specialized search in the state. Search for LLC forms or articles of organization. They're not always called articles of organization. They can be called certificates of organization in some states. They could also be called certificates of formation. So you have to figure out what your state is going to call this thing that allows you to set up an LLC. It's going to be a relatively simple document, 1 to 2 pages, and you're going to basically fill in the blanks, fill in the spaces, and then pay the fee and file that piece of paper with the state. If you get totally lost, call your local chamber of commerce. They are going to know which forms are going to be required in order to start your LLC. That's what they're in the business for, is helping people start companies. Now, they're not going to do it for you, so don't think they're going to replace the lawyer or your elbow grease, but they can give you some guidance if you get totally lost. You're not going to get lost, though. It's not that hard. Filing the articles of organization is critical. You need to do it right, because once it's done right, you are an LLC. You have now put the public on notice, your creditors on notice, that you are operating as an LLC, and you are availing yourself of the liability shield that the LLC offers you. This isn't taken lightly, but it's not hard either. But these are critical decisions that you're going to make when you're drafting your articles of organization and primarily your operating agreement. Both the operating agreement and the articles of organization need to agree with each other, obviously. We're going to go through a set of articles of organization for an LLC. Your state may be a little different. It may have some different things on it, but basically they're all going to be the same, and I'm going to try and make it broad enough here for you that we get it all in. And by the way, you can get the articles of organization for 10 or 15 or 20 bucks on one of these legal document preparation sites, and you can use one of those forms. However, they're basically going to be getting the state's form for the state which you're supposed to be filing in. The states are actually relatively flexible and forgiving on these forms. I filed one a while back, and I made a mistake in my state because I didn't know that the law had changed just in the last week or two. The state kicked it back to me and says, no, we don't accept this anymore. I'm scratching my head. It was a little embarrassing because I was doing this for a client, and it was a real technicality. they had always used the term registered agent before, and I had used the term registered agent in the articles of organization that I filed. The state had changed their designation to not registered agent, but designated agent. Because I didn't have that magic word, designated, they kicked it back to me. It was no big deal. I refiled it. There's no extra fee. They used the same fee, and away we go. So if you make a mistake, don't worry about it. They're probably going to help you correct it. The big thing is that you actually have it properly filed and registered with the state. So everybody is on notice that we're operating as an LLC.